Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. This is Kate Wolf, and today I have first-time guest, but I've known him for a while.
Yep.
Gordon Baker Bone is here.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
So I met you years, probably about like seven or eight.
7 or 8 years ago, probably. I don't know if in New York, was it New York or New Jersey?
New Jersey's where I met you.
Okay.
I've seen you both places, yeah. But I think it was a stress factory.
Yes. Oh, stomping grounds of stress. I'm not there as much anymore.
You're not?
Nah, I'm trying to make the full convert to the city. Like
Really?
Yeah. I lived in Jersey City for a little bit when I first started doing comedy. Then I tried to move in. Well, I was living with my girlfriend in Queens for a little bit. And then after that ended, I got back, went home for a little bit. And now I'm in downtown Newark. I live downtown Newark, which is crazy to me because I never thought I would live down there because it used to be so bad. Now it's converted. So I'm like,
I don't know Newark too well. Like, I've been in for Justin Williams' show a couple times, and wherever that is, is pretty rad.
Like, yeah, it's right down the street from the Newark Museum. A lot of people don't know Newark has a museum, stellar museum.
What is it? Can you tell me more?
Newark's museum, it has one of the nicest planetariums on the East Coast. It also has this long history of jazz and music from New Jersey, and it's right next to Rutgers University, St. Michael's Hospital, and also just a long history of what Newark's about, and like beautiful exhibits from all over.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
actually,
I kind of grew up.
I should
up
take
in there.
Shane. I wonder how much it costs.
For like, because I'm a Newark citizen, like, we get in for free.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah. But I think it's like no more than like $10, if anything.
Okay.
But if it's like,
I could do 10
yeah.
each. Like, I don't know if you know this, but the Met in the city,
yes,
it's like what you can donate.
The Met,
so
is like,
I like
the Met is really
shamefully
cool
paid like $1 each. Like, I'm sorry.
I like the MoMA. The MoMA,
oh,
I've been
the
going
MoMA's
to.
Incredible.
Yeah.
But how much is it?
It's for a membership, I believe it's $58. But like, if you go, it costs $20.
Okay. You go a lot then?
I try to go as often as I can.
That's
and, like,
amazing.
Once you get the $58, you can actually, if you save the receipt, you can become a, like, say if you went twice, the next time you go, all you have to do is pay the difference and you become a member.
I'll tell
and
you a secret real quick.
What's that?
The MoMA Fridays starting at 4 till it closes is free.
Really?
Yep. You wait in a bit of a line.
Yeah.
Because the people who know about it, we line up.
Oh, okay.
And I can't always be in the city at that
time. Because you're probably headed out to a show.
But
or
it's not a bad time. Friday starting at 4 to get in free at the MoMA. Yeah. So just so you know, sometimes you want to go when you want to go, but.
I love doing stuff like that. I do that. And I started it now. I started this group on Instagram called FOMA.
Okay.
For missing out. And it's called the FOMA feed. And it's all the cool free new art exhibits in New York.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I just go do that.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a nerd.
No, that's not a nerd. You know what I mean? Because we call ourselves nerdy for shit like that. But I think that's what being cool. I mean, look, you got an art teacher. That's what being cool is all about. But I'm serious, you know? It's like, that's the stuff that keeps us alive.
I love art. Art is something that I'm not full on artistic, like with painting and things like that. I am more creative with like audio visuals. I studied film in college.
Amazing.
I started doing it in high school and it converted into what I do now. So whenever I write, I kind of always want to direct or have some type of editing.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, like creating some kind of video in some way.
Yeah.
Well, mixing Influence. It with comedy, I'm sure.
Oh, dude. It's helped me a lot. I've been adding a lot of pieces to it. With all, like, I just been taping myself on stage, and I got this new gimbal that I work with. I fly drones on the weekend. And
wait,
like,
what?
Yeah, I fly I have 2 drones now.
Really?
But yeah, I've been like studying drones for years, and then I finally got like some with high definition 4K cameras, and I start flying. And do
so
stuff
you're
like
doing
that.
Something almost artistic too.
Yeah,
that's incredible,
dude. It's the most fun.
Hell yeah. It's That's like, great.
Yeah, race car driving in the air. It's fucking amazing.
That's insane. Yeah, sometimes I'll see drones and I'm like, holy shit, there's a whole drone life going on.
Oh, yeah.
They can spot. The drones have probably caught me picking my nose in the car. Do you know what I mean? Like, who knows what they're seeing?
Yeah, like, that's the weird thing about it, because, like, people see me flying a drone and they think that I'm spying on someone. I'm like, I'm not.
Dude, you're like, I'm creating art. Yeah, calm like, down. Yeah.
I'm taking, like, landscape photos and stuff like that, doing, like...
Well, you know the government has, like, these little mechanical insects that have cameras in them. You know that shit like that. Oh, yeah.
No.
They can make these miniature drones.
Oh, you're talking about what they do with
like
the bees.
That look like insects.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can disguise a camera in so many things.
Yeah, cameras are
so
getting smaller and
smaller. So you
think
it's like a fucking... You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure it's not for us. No one's trying to hear what we have to say. We say, like, check out my podcast. Nah. You don't need a drone.
They got that for some oil sheik out in the, Sudan, just right in the, trying to figure out what the fuck he's up to.
Well, there are a lot of protesters that the government have, like, even animal rights stuff. Yeah. Because I still am a big animal rights person, but I used to do protests. And then you were like, if you do protests, you're like right on the list immediately, no matter what. If you're out there trying to challenge something, they put you, they're not, you know, spying on me, I don't think, but like people who are really a part of that.
Yeah. They like, people say you're paranoid. Now, after I went to a couple of protests, I went to the Women's March, and just to see all the equipment that they would bring out for like a protest, a peaceful protest, like all these like tanks and stuff. I'm like, what are you guys preparing for? What are you nervous about? We're literally out here with pussy hats on. Relax.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I mean, there are some really famous photographs of like people with the armed guards. Yeah. And then like a really, like a woman like just holding a flower or putting it in the gun. Yep. It's like, you know, but hopefully things are evolving and changing.
Hopefully.
Well, a phrase I keep using that my friend said it, and it's from the Bible, let the dead bury the dead. It's like many of us are evolving past this stuff and we want to be peaceful but also artistic.
Yeah.
The people who want to stay in the old system, let the dead bury the dead. They're going to end up...
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a brutal thing, but it's also like you don't have to fight the people who want to stay steeped in hate. Yeah. Like you can grow and like don't give...
And be above that.
Exactly. But it's hard because sometimes you want to like...
You want to fight back. You want to... I don't know. I think a lot of people fight back in different ways. Some people fight back physically. Some people fight back with actually ignoring them. And some people fight back with trying to educate. And it's... I try to do a little bit of each.
Yeah, but you can fight, right? Because I'm a fighter, but you can fight through your art. And here we have the ability, and we're lucky that we get to pick up a mic and make people laugh, but also talk about the shit we want to get out there. Like, so it's like we do have that outlet to fight. Yeah. In the way we want to, but not like, I'm not like a physical, like I'm not, you know what I mean?
No, most people.
Well, what do you think about, I'm real into rap. What do you think about the Nicki Cardi fight?
Like, I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was overdue. I thought they were being very cordial with each other for a long time. And I think Nicki finally got, Nicki Minaj has had one of the most brutal 2 years. From losing her brother. Well, she didn't lose her brother. Her brother being convicted for pedophilia and him being locked up. Like, she's done a lot to try to keep her name away from her brother. She was the one that paid for his legals team, and no one said a thing about that. When he first got, taken to court over it, and they brought it up in court, that's when she gave away all that money to college kids. No one said a thing about it. It got pushed under the rug. It was like, oh, she's paying tuition. I was like, she has to, because her brother touched a 12-year-old.
Jesus.
No one said a thing about that. She was supposed to be a star witness on behalf of her brother. She couldn't because it was so much evidence against him. So she pulled back from that. And then the album dropped, and she thought she could ride out the storm. And I guess when her album flopped, she was like, that's it. I got to fight somebody.
Do you think it flopped? I thought it did well.
They said it did well, but it didn't do well as she wanted to.
Because like a flop, it's like, if we sold. Yeah. You know,
if I sold that many, I'm like, I'm the greatest in the world.
Yeah, yeah. We're like, well, we're tired, everyone. You know what I mean? But like, well, she has created and she deserves it, but she's queen. I mean, that's the name of her album. So we know she's queen. But I think when you try to, no matter how queen you are, you still shit. You're still a human. And like when you try to be bigger than yourself, in a sense, like it's always going to crumble.
You're gonna have that expectation, and when you don't reach that expectation, you're gonna beat yourself up.
Having a god complex can get well, Eminem, we just saw it with Machine Gun Kelly. It's like, you're never untouchable. As much as you think you are, like, you have to stay rooted. And I love Nicki. Oh, I'm a big fan of Nicki. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Eminem and Cardi and Machine Gun Kelly. But, like, I think in both cases with Nicki and Eminem, it's like, we know that they're rap gods, like, for real. But you still have to treat, like, the new people who have real talent, like,
treat them with some respect. They're like, they
don't talk about Cardi's parenting skill. First of all, the baby's like new.
Number one, baby's not even, what, 3 months? Not even 3 months. And you're out here to saying she's a bad mother because she's out making a living for a kid. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, what does that make me? Shane was helping me bark at the lantern. You know what I mean? So, like,
what do you want? Like, ugh.
No, you can tell Cardi's going to be a loving mom. Like, she's not going to be conventional, but none of us are conventional. Those pretending, do you know what I mean? Like, we all have shit. Exactly.
To be conventional and be like, oh, I'm the perfect mom. Like, no one's the perfect mom. That's the cool part about it. You get your own unique mom. My mom did the best for me, and I love her to death for it.
Aww.
Some people would judge the way she raised me, but I'm like, look.
Where does she live now?
She lives in Maplewood.
Oh, okay. She's close.
She's not too far. She still teaches down in Newark.
What does she teach?
She used to do like third grade through eighth grade. And they moved her around a lot because she's like a stellar teacher. She had so many kids. And then they promoted her to being like the dean of discipline at the school. And she gets all the kids in the school. And she pretty much still teaches and tutors and very active in the community.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. It's my mommy. So, yeah, some people would judge her the way she raised me. But I'm like, hey, everyone does it differently.
And no one's perfect. Like, look, I put out a rap called Labia Game. Yeah. And my son's friends found it. Do you know what I mean? Like at first you feel like, oh, I'm the worst. But it's like, honestly, I said to him, I go, well, what did your friend say? Yeah. And he was like, they said you had bars. I was like, well, there we go. You know what I mean? But I still know it was rough. You know what I mean?
Like, It's rough.
And yet he loves me and he appreciates, because yes, I'm not like conventional, but I tell him to follow his heart and I stand up for him and I teach him to be sensitive and tough. Because that's like, when you go through middle school, you know this, in high school, it's like, you have to be one or the other, right? You're either a weenie or you're the toughest dude. And same with girls. But it's like, you can be artistic and express yourself and also be tough, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I teach them that
in middle school, like especially at that age, being a teenager, you don't realize there is a gray area and that you can be in that gray area, and it's nothing wrong with that. It's like cut and dry at that age. It's either one or the other, and it takes some people longer than others, but you eventually learn that, all right, you're okay with just being a little bit of both.
Yep.
But the sad thing is, you have people, adults, who still think it's black or white.
And those are the role models. But these kids, because they have the internet and they're like looking, like, I think they have a little bit more to look up to other than just their family.
There's so many. I feel like there's more unique voices now.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I wish that I knew more about Andre 3000 when I was growing up. I wish there was more of a push of Prince around, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like just to know that you could be comfortable with whoever you are and you could be confident with it. And like, I feel like this generation, especially with rap, it's so different because you have artists like Frank Ocean, you have Lil Yachty and Lil Uzi Vert who are kind of feminine, but they embrace it to a point. They're just like, dude, I'm just being me. Just back off me.
Yeah.
That old way of thinking, it's done. It's a dinosaur. Let it go.
Those are the leaders right now saying, this is, it can be cool. Like, you're still gangster, even if you're like a bleeding heart.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I think Nicki needs to get. Like, we know Nicki's a bleeding heart, but I think like you can lose yourself in the rap game of being like, oh, I have to seem like so tough to the point of like nothing can get me. And like, no one's like that. We are all sensitive. Like,
that's the thing. You don't hear Nicki Minaj have sensitive music. She used to.
She has like a couple spread out that never got big. Like she's singing.
Oh yeah, but like gorgeous. that was part of the wave of like singing rappers. But I don't think like, because I listen to rappers like who do I listen to now? Trippy Red, who is a great singer and rapper and very emotional. And a lot of people, especially older people, don't know how to take it. Like, rap is supposed to be hardcore.
How old's Trippy Red, by the way?
Trippy Red might be 25, maybe.
Do you know that him and they didn't date at all, but him and a Bad Baby, Danielle Bregoli, they had it's like a whole controversy because like they definitely had like feelings for each other, but she's like, I don't even know how old she is right now, but she's still young. But he like, nothing really happened except kissing or whatever. Yeah. But we're going to get to a news line about pedophilia stuff. Oh. But it's so interesting. I think she was like at the time 13 or 14.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know how old he was, but but it was interesting because it's like.
I hope he's less than that because like I never look up rapper's age. I just look at him like, all right, maybe he's.
I'm not even really mad at him for. Yeah. Like it's a dumb thing, but at the same time, it's like. We'll get into it in the next topic, but it's like, because that's a whole thing, is like, at what age, like, you know what I mean? Like, there are these weird, it's the gray area thing. It's like, okay, well, when is it like really fucked up and when is it kind of fucked up?
Exactly.
And so we'll get to that in a sec. But before we do, I want to talk about Botham Shemjean.
Yes.
And I talked about him the last podcast. I'll fill in again, but because I went to the Race Wars taping with Yamanika and Ann Coulter.
Yeah. Oh, how was that?
Oh, my God. Well, I couldn't really look Ann Coulter in the eyes. Like, I'm not here to be mean, but like she offends me. Like some of the things she says hurt my soul to the point. Like, I'm like, I'm not gonna be mean to you, but like,
Isn't it an act, or is it? Do you feel like it's sincere?
I think it's sincere. Okay. However, I think her whole personality is. An act, but she doesn't realize it. Like, I saw another layer to her where I think she just wants to be loved and liked on a deep level.
Yeah.
But I can tell, like, this is years and years of, like, kind of hate speech. Like, you know, and it's like she's starting to buy. So, like, this is why. Okay. So I already talked about it. It's this man literally just in his own apartment.
Yep.
Living his life. Mm-hmm. A woman police officer hit the wrong floor in the elevator, walked into the apartment thinking it was hers. Saw this black man and shot him. I mean, there's so many elements to this because some people just want to debate, did she really walk into the wrong home? That's a whole other thing. However, suppose she did. Please, don't you agree that I don't know for sure, but if it had been a white man or a woman, she might not have pulled the trigger as quickly.
No.
Thank you.
No. They would have been
home.
Can I
tell you what Ann Coulter said this came up? She literally goes, not only did she not address the race issue, she literally goes, let's talk about a woman being a cop. I was like, did you just turn a racial issue and make it misogynistic? Like, because did you just say women aren't supposed to be cops?
That's an easy way out of that tough subject.
She threw more hate onto, like, I was sitting next to this girl, Crystal, and I go, did she just? And she goes, and we both were like, that's what she does.
Yep.
That's what she, not only could she not address the whole racial Black Lives Matter. I mean, Yam was there. Yam, not only did she go after her, she found a way to like make it funny and be liked by everyone. Yeah. Like, it's Yam. But like, Sherrod called me out because Yam retorted to that. And I'm in the back sitting going, like, I don't think I was talking, but I was like, because I was about to strangle Anne when she said that. And then Sherrod calls me. I was like, Kate, you're white. Why are you? And I get it. And it's funny, but it's also like, well, what am I supposed to do as a white person? Am I supposed to be that? Like, no offense, Ann Coulter, but like.
So anytime you're scared, you're supposed to use lethal force every single time. Every single time.
If we want to talk about that personal cop having a gun, she clearly should not. If we want to say, oh, that woman was not stable enough, then fine.
Oh, God.
But to pretend that that's not a racial thing, too, like, would she have shot a white person? I don't think. Because if I walked in, thought it was my home, and saw someone there, and I had a gun and I was trained, I think I would pull it out and be like, who are you?
Exactly. Exactly.
She just went. Boom. And I really think because race is still such a huge issue, of course that played a part in it.
There's so many different levels to this whole case because they're saying so many different things. First off, you hit the button to the wrong floor and you just walk to a door and your key doesn't work. You don't question why your key's not working.
How'd she get in?
Oh, hey now. Yeah, let's think about that.
How did she get in?
She must have had a key fob to get in to the building.
Was it unlocked?
No, they're saying that's the whole thing they're saying right now. She's saying that the door was unlocked. That's what she's saying. But there's a plethora of videos from people in that apartment building that goes, oh, these doors close automatically. There's no way you could leave these doors open. You have to jar it open. You have to put something, prop it up.
So she thought her key didn't work and then she broke into the apartment? Like,
they said that she knocked on the door, like was knocking or banging on the door, and he answered the door. And then the reason why she shot him is because he did not obey commands.
What the fuck?
That is what is being said, that she gave commands that he did not comply with. First off, if you come into my house and you start telling me to do something, no. I'm not, no.
You know what, though? If someone was banging on my door,
yeah,
and I open it and they have a gun or something, I'm telling you, no, I would just get on the ground. We know now. These are crazy people out there.
Everywhere. And people all, like, I have white friends that tell me that I'm being sensitive. I'm not being sensitive. I know what it's like to... I know, like, I'm a black man in America. I live in New Jersey. My part-time job, as of right now, I deliver checks. Deliver payroll for people. Sometimes people get payroll not at their office. They get it at their house. So I have to bring their check to their house. And the reason, like, oh, you do this every single day. No, they send me, I'm a substitute. So I'm on multiple routes in different towns every single day. I'm walking up to people's houses. And I don't have a because I'm an independent contractor, I don't have a uniform. I just have to... make it known, hey, I have your payroll. I've had like situations where I'm walking up someone's driveway. I refuse to drive up anyone's driveway.
That's so crazy, actually. Yeah. You really think about it, like, you have to just walk up, because my cousins, they found their house. They were looking for houses. So there was this one house that I think they just wanted to look at, but they didn't make an appointment. Yeah. They drove up, and these are white people. Yeah. They drove up into the thing, and the kids were out, and they started screaming at the top of their, like, the kids were like, and my cut, they were like, oh my God, like, do we just back up? Like, then it looks like we were going to kidnap. Yeah. And like, the kids are screaming, like, at the top of the lungs. And like, the mom came out and they had to be like, I'm sorry. Yep. We wanted to look at the house. And then the dad comes up with a big pickup and they're like, oh my God. Yep. So that's like your life, essentially.
Oh, dude. The scariest moment, I was in Colts Neck, New Jersey, delivering payroll at someone's house. And as I'm walking up, this guy starts screaming, you stay right there. Don't move. And I'm just like, oh, dude, I got your payroll. And instantly his whole, oh, hey, what's going on? Like, what?
That's an insane job.
Yep. And people go, you're being sensitive. No, I'm not. You're not in these situations.
Yeah.
You haven't felt that feeling before where someone is wigging out just because you're a black dude walking down their driveway.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
no clue what he's doing there. Like, just like, I get it. For some people, any person walking down your driveway is a scary situation. Or just, I don't know why it has to be a scary situation.
Me, probably. You never know. Unless they're kids out. Because then kids probably scream. If kids are told, you know, if a stranger, whatever, just scream. Yeah. But like, if I'm walking down someone's driveway, it's going to elicit something different than you, and we just have to admit that. Like, if we can't even admit that, then we can't. And that's the thing with watching Ann Coulter. Am I saying her name right? Like, okay, this is what she did too. She has one footnote in her new book that came out. One footnote, and it said something like this. I'm not going to do it word for word, but I might be making it more like
paraphrase. I got you.
Okay, it was literally like, because she's talking about immigration. She said something like, African Americans should be more upset about immigrants coming in because they're trying to steal their jobs. And I was like, and Yamanika already was like, do you understand already how racist that is? Like, do you know what I mean? Like that was her one footnote in the book. And it was just like my stomach crumped. I was like, oh my God, that's your, anyway. But like, I just feel like when people say shit like that, like they don't realize it. They don't realize this blanketing statement. And Yam even said it. She was like, you think that there aren't poor white people out there? But we can't even address any of these issues until we first address this underlying racial thing that's for real here, whether you fucking like it or not, everyone. And my listeners are pretty sensitive. So probably like, why are you yelling at us? We know. Yeah.
But
like,
oh, no, we're on your side. No, I get you.
Yeah. It's more
preaching to the choir.
It's like frustration, though, because the way to heal is you have to like spot it and be honest and like first address the thing, which is the only blessing of Trump, is at least now we can see the sickness that was already underlying in society.
I feel like a lot of people are saying it now, but like for someone like me, I'm just like, dude, this has been here. This isn't something new. This is how it was. Because I believe that I love Obama, but he gave a lot of people a false sense of what the world is. I travel a lot.
Well, he just has a little bit of a Mr. Rogers. Like, he does. In a good, like, you, it's also just because we loved him and Michelle. And, like, they made us feel, oh, like, all's all right. Like, it can be all right.
After 9/11, we got Obama. And we was like, you know what? Wow, we needed this. After what happened after that terrible incident, we had a president that we did not agree with. We had Kanye go on TV and say the president is racist. And the next thing you know, here's this black man supported by seemingly everybody, even people that didn't like him, was still agreeing with him.
We have the ice cream truck going by. Yeah. We said it.
So Obama was just coming by with his thumbs up.
This is no thing just to make us feel good. It's free ice cream.
Hey, everybody, give him ice cream. Oh, yeah. Obama, what are you doing out here?
He's like, it'll all be all right.
But like, yeah, it gave a lot of people a false sense of that's what the whole world is. That everyone is okay with having a black president. The one thing that I used to remind my friends is the fact that the White House mailroom was still getting hate mail every single day for Obama. The one thing that we didn't talk about is all the hatred that still was spewing in the White House via the mailroom that no one has ever seen.
But that's what we do. We sweep problems under the carpet. Yeah. We pretend that they're not there. And I first of all, if Michelle Obama, everyone's like, she's not going to. If Michelle Obama wants to run for the next presidency, I would. Oh, my God.
It's over.
I like don't eat, like my heart can't even.
Kicking down the door.
It would be. She already was like a star in his, you know what I mean, in his presidency. But she would like, oh my God.
I would camp out like it's Black
Friday.
Imagine
the gown she would even wear. Like she'd be a queen. Like she is already a queen. But you know what I mean? Like it would almost be like a queen getting anointed. Oh, like,
God.
I would be so happy.
If she ran, like I don't even know who's going to run for the Democratic Party. I feel like Cory Booker is going to be some way intertwined in
that. Yeah, totally.
I love Cory Booker. I think
he's great. Yeah. But I still want Michelle.
I want Michelle too.
Can you imagine someone talking mean to her in a debate? I feel like we'd all be like, "How dare you? That is Michelle.
You watch your mouth."
Yeah, I'm just there to like, and she's like, "Kate, I can do this," and I'm like, "Okay, you tell me if you need
you
me."
Watch your tone when you talk to Michelle. Yeah.
That's Michelle. But she's just awesome.
Just the whole thing, like you're absolutely right. People need to acknowledge that there is a problem, and that's the hard thing for people. That because
why do you think it's because they feel their own shame or guilt? Then?
Yes, that is the first thing too. Because if you acknowledge racism, the reason why the NFL taking a knee bothers everybody is because it's Sunday, and here is a racial, like it's literally when players take a knee, they're standing up against police brutality.
Exactly. That's why it's so funny how people don't understand. Like, when people are like, you're insulting the flag. No. They're actually honoring it because they want it to be better. They want more. They expect more. They love their country, so they want to bring it up. You know what I mean? It's like, it's so frustrating because, and he also listened to, there was some vet who like took offense to it, right?
Yeah.
And he listened to him. He's like, instead of sitting, why don't you kneel to show? And like, he
listened.
And
that's another thing that people are forgetting also. Kaepernick didn't take a knee because he thought that was an appropriate thing. He went to a Ranger, someone that was in the armed services, and asked them, what should I do to bring awareness to this? The Ranger, who was a white guy, said the best thing for this is a knee because it's not disrespectful. It's showing some type of respect.
It's a message,
It's a message. It's a message behind it. But no one wants to hear that. No one wants to hear that it came from someone in the armed services.
Well, it shoots to this, like, caveman, like it like shoots to right to like, you don't like America, you can leave it.
Yeah,
like what can you like exactly? Nazi, that's what Nazi said in Germany. Oh, you don't like it, boom, you can, well they shot, but you know what I mean. We have black people being shot here all the time, and that's why
we're doing this. And this is exactly why we're doing
it. It's not violent, but it's a strong message. And like, it doesn't, and I talked about this in my last podcast too, but like, when people respond to the Black Lives Matter with All Lives Matter, it's like, oh, you just don't fucking get, like.
All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, and there's Red Lives Matter. And then they were saying that people were profiting off of Black Lives Matter. But if you look out in your streets, and I don't know if people even take notice to what is going on. If you're driving down the street, and in between two yellow lines, there is a blue line that's standing for Blue Lives Matter.
Really?
If you see, yes, they're like people, like cops have drawn, or I don't know if it's cops, communities have drawn blue lines down the middle of town.
No one is saying by saying Black Lives Matter, no one's saying other lives do not matter. We are highlighting the group of people who've been targeted for years, hundreds and thousands of years. So, like, I know I'm getting feisty, but it's like. No, like, say it's Black Lives Matter is not like, so now all the white people or the police.
You don't matter anymore. No one's saying that.
We're trying to fix a problem.
A problem that's been happening in the community for a long time. There's a lot of people. Yeah, there's the biggest problem is there's not enough representation of people's own community monitoring their community. There's not enough Black and Spanish and Asian cops out there. There's a reason why there's subsidiaries in New York making initiatives trying to make sure more people of color are on the police force, because we would have less instances where people are being shot unjustly. A dude was shot in his own house and no one's going, how crazy is that? That you can't even.
She got out of jail that night on bond.
Yeah. And now they're saying, oh, he had weed. They made a breaking news announcement that they have found marijuana.
To try to make it okay that this horror happened. Okay, everyone, let's just talk. First of all, weed's about to be legal in New Jersey. Yep. So we're going to see what they're going to do after that. Yep. Right? But yeah, weed is a plant. It makes me want to cry. No one should die. First of all, no one should, even if he had heroin, it doesn't fucking matter.
He's in his house.
Man innocently died. We can't make this all right. The only way to make it all right is address it and fucking fix it. And you should not be a police officer until you are so examined for racism, violent. Like, you can't be so quick on the trigger to be a police officer no matter what the situation is. There are other countries where it's like if they see something happening, a lot of them don't even carry guns on them. And they still can de-escalate
the situation.
It's insane to me.
I don't understand why we I don't understand why we don't have more cops with tasers. Why that's not even more push.
Yeah,
more
I'm not even trying to get tasered either.
Not even like more non-lethal approaches to situations, but it's always got to be a gun, because guns are number one seller of things. That's a whole different way.
We need to have ninja police officers, like real warriors, where they're like peaceful if they can be, but if not, they will fucking karate chop you in a second.
It would serve a great difference if we just required most police officers to go the full 4 years in college instead of just having an associate, instead of just having 60 credits of whatever you wanted to do.
They need to meditate too. Like, they need to learn how to ride the waves of their transference and do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, they have to be trained spiritually to handle the job.
There's a lot that policing should change about themselves. Like if you test too high on the
psychopath?
The police examination.
Yes. Maybe not have a gun.
The police examination, if you test too high, you know they can turn you down for a job.
Really?
Yeah. You could be too smart to be a cop. That's literally a thing.
They'd hire some dude who'd be like, yeah, I used to torture my cat growing up.
Well, get in here.
Da-da-da-da. Yeah. Give him a gun.
Well, cats, they scratch people, you know. They get infected. Help the community.
Well, this is, we have to start. And look, I've been trying to get better with also hearing other people out who might not, someone who might say all lives matter. I'm trying to get better at at least having a conversation, but it's hard. Because when someone, and I get it, because some people are grown, they're raised in racist houses where it's all they know.
Yeah.
So I want to help, I want to have an open heart to people no matter what, including Anne.
Yeah.
But it's almost too painful when someone like Anne takes that case and instead of addressing the racism and then goes, well, let's talk about it being a woman.
No, but you got
to. Yam was great because Yam was laughing and still dissing. Like, Yam, I get too emotional still where I'd almost start crying. You know when you get mad that you start so angry you're crying and then you look weak? Yeah. Like, I want to get past, maybe it would be funny just to have tears going while I'm still, you know what I mean? They're like, is she cry talking?
Yes. Don't look at the tears.
Just emotion.
Just frustration.
It's just, it is. It's frustration.
I'm kind of used to it now. I'm got to a point, my friends don't. I don't say they don't. They realize I have a better tolerance for listening to bullshit, so to speak, because I know that when people start talking like that, like Ann Coulter, I could let her finish because I know she's going to say something that I could make fun of quickly because your line of thinking is flawed and people all around see that you're not answering the question.
Yeah.
You're not answering the question. You're deviating. You're getting away from what you really want to do.
Why will someone like Anne not, why will she not?
It exposes something about you. It says something about the way you were raised and who you are as a person. If you acknowledge that you are part of the racist machine, you're complicit. You're complicit.
It's like Nazi Germany when they lost and suddenly they're like, yo, you're a Nazi. And they have to be like, God.
No, I was just doing my job. No, you were part of the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's hard for anyone to hear. If you let someone know that they're part of the problem, they have to look inward and go, oh, shit.
There's forgiveness in all of it, though. Like, there are some, they're very few, but there are some, like, post-KKK members. Who, like, there's one who wrote a book, like, after, I forget what it's called, After Hate or something like that. But, like, if anyone wants to, like, I don't really have racists who listen, I don't think. But, like, anyone. It doesn't have to be with racism. It could be anything. If you are willing to, like, look and change and grow, like, for anything, including myself, right? Because I've done some fucked up shit. Yeah. Like, mine's more, you know, thank God, not racist shit, but, like, you know, I've done some things in my life that I look back and I'm like, oh man, like that wasn't cool. But like, you know, so I'm with anyone learning and growing. But like, those of you who just want to be steeped still, like whether it's with immigration issues or race issues or misogynistic, like if you're on the wrong side of the Me Too movement, or you were.
People think that it's easier and safer just to be quiet in situations like this. And it's not, because it just festers inside of you to a point that you just explode and you say something or you do something that you're not going to be proud with.
Yeah.
The best thing you could do, and like I try to tell people all the time, stop bashing people that have different views than you. This person is literally kind of trying to get a better understanding. Instead of you trying to help them out of the situation, you're telling them to shut up, and now they have to sit there and stew and not really understand.
Yep.
Let them get it out and let them know where they're wrong.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you could do. Because I get people telling me all the time, you're wrong for doing this. You're wrong for saying that. Like, why do you talk about these certain things in front of these people? Like, my aunts and uncles go, you do your type of comedy in front of white audiences and you talk about these topics. You don't feel weird about that? I'm like, sometimes I do. Because I don't.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's a pretty, at least from my perspective, but fuck, what else are you going to use the mic for, right? And you still find a way to be funny.
My uncle was a Black Panther. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So when he sees me up on stage, he likes some of the stuff I do, but he's just like, I don't get how. Like, how you, like, do you really feel like you're getting a message through? I'm like, sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not.
He should be fucking just, I'm sure he is, and like, but like, he should be, like, so proud. Oh, like,
it's a different time, because he came up during, like, the Newark riots, and I see it, like, as, like, I grew up with Jurassic Park. He grew up as a caveman where dinosaurs constantly ate everybody.
Okay.
So, I see it like, oh, look, I could help change and we could innovate. Maybe we could do something. And he's like, nope, you can't trust anybody. Don't do it.
So he's almost in shock watching you do it. Like, oh, wow. Like,
I've had that happen so many times with my family, just going, like, you don't feel weird. Like, I'm like, dude, I'm just going to talk about whatever I want to talk about. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. I have conversations with people all the time about my show.
Yeah, but you do it so well. And I think that's where art comes in.
Yeah.
It's like really finding the art of comedy, too. It's like,
people don't get that, though. People just think you're up there just, but you are joking, but there is a message behind all the jokes that you're saying.
At least with the good comics.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Some people just want to get up there and be like, I'm a dick.
If you just want to be a clown, and look, I'm not saying like, I definitely have some jokes.
Yeah.
I definitely have some jokes like that are more, you know, like, and they're great. Like, cause sometimes you just need a good vagina joke. Like, it's
just
all
need
good.
Need to be silly.
But like, I can tell the difference between a comic who has like an overall positive message in a sense. And there are some that just like, they're funny, but they got off the stage. I'm like, what did you just put out? Like if there's even a ton of like self-hate or putting themselves down too much, I'm like, yeah, like dark comedy is cool. Like, look, I love some of the roast battles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like when something goes too dark, I'm like, I don't know. Like I like it when it goes dark to a point, as long as, once again, overall, there's a positive. That comic leaves the stage and you feel like you're more empowered. You can live a better life. Like, I like that.
I did not like Nanette's special. I loved her message, though.
Whose?
Nanette. What's her name? The girl on Netflix.
Glasses. Didn't watch.
Nanette, she did.
Damn.
She did this whole Netflix special where she did not do any self-deprecating jokes. And she basically was saying, you don't have to put yourself down to make yourself funny. You can joke about it in a different way. And I agree with her message. My only problem was I didn't think it was too funny the way she did it. I loved her message, yeah, but she bored me. That was my whole thing.
Well, you still have to be like funny. Boom. Yeah. Well, you know who else? So, okay, like, not to, now I feel bad. I'm going to start naming people I like, but like, I love Emma Willman.
Yes.
Matt Richards.
Yeah.
Nathan McIntosh. Like, these are people who are funny as fuck.
And have unique voices.
Yeah. And they have big power to them, but like, they've just got good hearts. Do you know what I mean? Oh, okay. No, see, now right. I'm going to feel bad. I'm like not naming, like, Amina Imani.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I love Amina. But do you know what I mean? Like, and Amina doesn't, she doesn't go up there and pretend to be like this perfect mother or anything.
Yeah.
But she doesn't put herself down. Like, at the same time, her message is like, yo, we're all fucking human. You know what I mean? And that's what I try to do. Like, it's okay to show your messiness, but you don't have to like pretend you're a piece of shit. Like, and no one's getting anything
like,
out of that.
A lot of people feel like you have to kick yourself in the face or just like you got to fall on a pot, whatever. Yeah. Just make yourself look ridiculous in order to get a message card. And you don't.
No.
You could just be honest about how you feel.
Amen.
And who you are as a person and still get your message off and still be funny and still entertain people. And people come out want to see you. Just like, I get so wound up with like, just like the whole world and how people just have a closed-minded view on everything.
That's changing. It's opening up. For
some people. That's why I like the internet. I love Twitter. I love the social aspect of it because social media... Yeah, it can be filled with hate and terrible things, but also it's a place where you can share great ideas.
Yep.
And you can see a lot of people with like-minded thinking and strong, innovative ways and different lifestyles and something that can help you in your overall life.
Oh, I follow some accounts that are like alien accounts. Do you know what I mean? It's like calling all Arcturians. Yeah. And I'm like, retweet. Like, yep, I'm like, where
me.
Else? You know what I mean?
That's
so
me.
I want to talk about... By the way, some of these topics I'm pulling from Gordon's Facebook timeline because you share really good shit.
Yeah, I like to share stuff on like because I saw a lot of stuff on Facebook that I didn't like coming from people, and
oh my God, talk about negative. Some people post shit that you're like, why did I need to see that?
Yeah,
you just ruined an hour of my day. Do you know what I mean though? Like okay, you're angry. Don't post like something screaming at my like whether it's I don't even want to like go there. But some people just the image fucks you up. You're like, why?
I like to post things that changes people or challenges people's views.
But in a positive, once again, like if do you know what I mean? Like okay, I don't need to see like a man's skull blown out.
Yeah.
Like you can share that story with some, like there are different ways to approach something and some people just post it and you're like, I can't even get into your story now because you just.
And another thing too, like some people just post stuff and they don't put their own views and things like that. Like I might do that. I'll say something. If I capture something with thoughts, I always put thoughts up there because I want to have an open conversation. I just want to see what people think about this that was posted, where they stand with it. And I learn a lot about people around me.
Yeah.
Because if I can't just ask a question, then I will never learn.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I have my Facebook the way it is. I keep it public and people.
That's awesome.
Like a lot of exes be like, why are you keep it public and stuff like that? You don't hide anything. Like, it's not I'm trying to hide anything. Like, dude, first off, I'm a comic.
You're a public entertainer.
Exactly.
Like,
who am I hiding from? If you can't find me, like, I don't need you to ask for permission to come see me. Like, if you want to see what I'm doing, come see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I just want to have this conversation and get it out there. And that's why I post what I post. And people do get upset about a lot of stuff that I post because it is.
Guess what? There's an unfollow button if they're that offended. You don't need to come. And this is for me too.
Yeah.
You don't need to come arguing on a post. You can literally just go, oh, that's not for me. Unfollow. When people want to have long ass debates, I'm like, go find someone to fuck that you actually like. I don't know what you're doing. Don't come at me because they're looking for some kind of back and forth energy. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I see someone, I unfollow. I'm not like, blah, 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 blah. Like, people need to learn how to unfollow instead of like trying to angrily engage. I can't with those. They did that when I posted my rap. Machine Gun Kelly's Rap Devil, and like all these people want, and I'm like, you cannot like it.
And just move
and
on.
I don't dislike Eminem, everyone. I just posted this because I thought it was fire. And then everyone wants to be like, da, 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 da,
gotta
da.
Get my view out. Gotta get my opinion
out. Do your own
out.
Post.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's nothing stopping you.
You're not going to see me being like, how dare you?
No, but you get traffic. That's what I realized also. Like, if your page gets traffic, if your views has a community behind it, there are people that just want that attention. And they just like, I need to immerse myself in what you're doing in order to get.
There's positive attention, right? And negative. And some of these, it's like when you're raising a kid. It's like when your kid
is
drawn all over the walls. Like, they're just wanting your attention. You know what I mean? Like, there's a way to show your kid and teach them or anyone in society, like, I'll respond when it's like a positive interaction. But if you're just trying to throw shit, like your literal shit on my page, like I have no problem deleting comments, blocking people. One person, because I do a Twin Flame Tuesday thing, and one person who's like all into the Kabbalah as well and shit, he was like wrong, twin flames, and I was like, beat it, geek, delete, block. Like, I'm not like, you can disagree, have your own fucking twin flame thing. I'm not going to be on actually twin flames or like, beat it, geek.
They need it though. And I don't get why. Like, I kind of get why, but I just don't. My thing is, like, when people come on my page with like a lot of hate, my thing, instant response is, you need a hug? Come here. Next time you see me, give me a hug.
I say, I can't even do that. I'm like, the thought of them getting near me. Do not penetrate my energy bubble. Go live your life. I'm not going to stop you. But like,
That's what kills me. If you say, like, you need a hug, they'll be like, oh, no. See, you're just deviating. No, I'm not deviating. You clearly have something going on.
Well, you're giving them more than I'm giving. I'm just like, delete. Bye.
You clearly got some problem going on. And is, I got to help you somehow.
Yeah, I'm like, because once again, karma doesn't pay you to do her work. So I'm like, I'm going to let someone else take care of that issue that they're, you know. Okay. So let's get into this other thing you posted.
Okay.
There is a woman teacher.
Yes.
She was a middle school teacher.
Yes, sir.
Who was caught. Oh, she was caught having sex or giving. You can tell it.
Oral sex. This is a quite common problem. Like, if you ever come to my page on Facebook, it's Gordon Baker Bone on Facebook. I post. Or if you ever just on Facebook, if you type in the hashtag, another one.
Besides, is that yours?
Yeah, I post. I've been posting that for a while because I post about. I don't like how the stigma of female teachers having sex with students has changed in has not changed, or what's the right word? It's not treated the same as male teachers.
So that's what you mean by another one.
Yes,
you're pointing out that when a woman commits this crime, she's treated much differently than when a man commits the crime.
Yes, hands down. And
because you're saying a predator is a predator,
exactly across the board. And people thought I was saying
you're kind of addressing race and misogyny
all at the same time.
Yes,
and a lot of people thought I was just posting it because it's a teacher. Like, because the whole stigma is if it's a teacher having sex with a student, lucky kid. And I'm like, no, it's not.
You're
lucky
never
kid.
Lucky when you're molested, everyone. It's not. You didn't win the lottery.
It was like, yeah, you didn't win the lottery. And dudes always used to say, and it changed on my page over time. It stopped happening. Like, one of my friends made me aware. I've been doing this for 5 years now. I've been posting it. It went from him from going, where were these teachers? And I was like, they were always around you. In fact, they're in your town right now.
So because this is what happens too. Dudes, not just dudes. No, mostly dudes. They'll do this thing where they're like, why couldn't I have that? And it's like, you're wishing for molestation. Like, and they're talking about it from their state of consciousness, which is like a grown person. Like, and this is what's so crazy about molestation cases like this 13-year-old boy and this woman, is it is a mixed bag, but it makes it, I don't want to say worse because there's no worse or better than, but it's like, they're so torn about, wait, was I taken advantage of? Was I molested? Because when you're that age and you kind of wanted it, but you also hated it, like these kids don't know even how to process any of the damage that was done. Because when you have someone being like, you should be lucky.
Yeah.
Like, you should be lucky that you got molested. It's a very confusing thing. And I'm glad that you're pointing out it's awful no matter what. Like, even if the kid, quote unquote, wanted it at that age because they somehow thought they needed that attention, or it's still years later, they look at it and they're like, no,
that was wrong.
I was taken advantage of. And it can do really long lasting, deep damage.
A lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people think that, a lot of men, sadly, and some women too, believe that any boy that has sex at that age, or at any, if a boy has sex, he clearly wants to do it. And it's not that. It's a reaction. If you're sleeping and someone is performing oral sex on you, you wake up, like, your body's going to react to that while you're unconscious.
And kids, their brains are developing. And if there's someone in a position of power that's giving them some kind of attention and quote unquote concern that maybe the parents, you don't, maybe there's something going on in their house and the parents are ignoring them or they're going through something. And then they have this adult that they start connecting to. And then that adult abuses their power. That kid is already in like, it's almost like a, not a cult, like it's like something where you drank the Kool-Aid in a sense. So then when the kid sobers up and is out of that experience, they got molested. They got taken advantage of. It's horrific.
They think it, like, well, I shouldn't say they, because there's a lot of people still don't understand. A lot of people don't understand how these teachers are getting caught. There's multiple ways these teachers are getting caught. The reason is a lot of these, because they, another thing too, they're like, who's telling? That's another thing I see all the time. A lot of guys are like, who's telling on these teachers? The kid is. Because the kid doesn't want to do this. The kid doesn't want this at all. It's a reason why they get found
out. So much weight they're holding on to, and their conscience starts built. Because then the teacher's like, don't tell anyone, right? And at first, the kid's like, okay. Yeah. And then after a week, 2 weeks, month, however long, right? The kid's like, this is too much of a burden.
Do you understand? Like,
and then they keep it from their parents and their friends, and they explode. So yeah,
some of these kids,
of course, people are
going to
find out.
Some of these kids are literally in elementary school, dealing with a woman that is between the ages of 24 and 30 in a serious, what she deems as a serious relationship.
While also often being married.
Being married or saying that she wants to live with him. One of my favorite cases to bring up to men that be like, oh, these kids are lucky. I was like, all right. In England, a teacher was having sex with, I believe, he had to be in like either the seventh grade. She was telling him that we're in a relationship. It got serious after a while. I think a couple months went by. And she started telling the kid that she doesn't want him to wear a condom because she wants to have a baby. You're in seventh grade. Your adult girlfriend is saying that she wants to make you a father. Holy crap. Okay. So the kid wigs out. He's scared. She threatens his grade. She threatens to fail him. Get him in trouble with his parents. That's not a relationship. That's abuse. Hands down. So he tells his parents.
Terrifying.
He tells his parents. She gets locked. She gets arrested because, again, men arrested her. It was like, oh, it's in the UK. Like, oh, this lady's having sex. Lucky kid. Somehow she breaks out of jail. She breaks out. She starts calling him on the phone.
She breaks out of jail.
I don't know whether they didn't lock the door, didn't take her serious, didn't put handcuffs on her.
This woman is
crazy.
She's terrible.
Now imagine you're the seventh grader that has to deal with this woman who is your teacher.
She breaks out of jail and reaches out again.
Yes.
Oh, no.
If I'm in the seventh grade.
If you're going to break out of jail, go to another country.
Leave.
Leave.
Lee,
she's so, oh wow, she really did want his baby, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
and people, I tell people that story and they're like, what? That's one case. No, it's not. I've seen these cases all the time. There's cases, I show cases of teachers, because everyone believes that it's the super hot teachers, not to say anything but like derogatory, but sometimes some of these teachers aren't attractive and these kids are in these relationships.
Whether they are or not, it's the same situation. I don't care if she's hot or not hot. It's wrong. Just because you look at the mugshot and go, ugh, I'd fuck her.
Yeah.
You, as a grown, consenting adult, would do that. And you might get you might need a restraining order later anyway.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't care. She did something. You know how many hot girls are out there that are psychopaths?
Psychos.
Like, I've dealt with them. You've dealt with them. Like,
they're everywhere.
Can we get past? And this is like honestly, this is almost the theme, getting past external appearances. And because people get so stuck there, whether it's racism or, you know, dating or like there, you have to go deeper and actually get to know a person, because there are psychos walking these streets, people.
Every day.
Smell it out more. I don't care if she's hot or he's hot or whatever.
There's this writer.
Or if he looks like he's 20, but he's actually 16, then he's a baby still.
Oh, dude.
Then he's a baby.
You tell
or
that
she's a baby.
You tell that to the people that, oh, he's 16. Oh, he wanted it.
This goes
no.
back to bad baby.
Yeah.
I'm like, in the beginning, I'm like, no, okay, it is wrong. Dude, if the person's younger than 18 and you're over 18, just let it sit.
Yeah.
Wait till it's legal, people.
People don't.
Don't kiss 13-year-olds or 14-year-olds if you are above 18. Let it sit. If you really believe they're the one, let it sit.
They,
It's like a people
don't really understand the full dynamic of being a teacher. Like, when you're a teacher, you have power over a student. The reason why teacher-student relationships are wrong is because the teacher has power over you.
Can I tell you something?
Go for it.
So, you know, I used to teach?
Yes.
So I ran into, I'm sure you might listen, I ran into an old student working at this place, right? He's like, oh my God, Miss Wolf. And already I'm like flustered because I'm like, oh, like, you know, I was like, oh my God. And he's like this grown man.
Beard,
you know
what and mean? Everything.
Yeah, yeah. And I like, because last time I saw him, he was like a nugget, like sixth, seventh, whatever, grade. And he's like, Miss Wolf, da, da, da. And I could tell he was trying to throw a little bit of flirty vibes at me. And I was like, yo. And this dude now is 20 something, but I was like, keep it over there. And you can't say that because it's like, it's that thing you just pick up on. And I was like, no, no, no. Like, even if you were once my student and now you're like, get it out of here. Stop throwing those things.
But it's glorified, especially in American culture, the idea of, do you know how many songs we have about students wanting to be with teachers and
really?
All that stuff? We have tons. ABBA has a song about it. Here's a You, Mrs. Robinson. there's tons of subtle.
But some of those are legal, at least, right? Wasn't Mrs. Robinson? That was like an older woman, but at least
technically,
it's legal.
If you are a student under anybody, depending on the state, you're not allowed to date, even if you're of age. That is a thing, and a lot of people argue that all the time, like, oh, they're 16, which is the legal age of consent. I'm like, but she's still your student.
Well, there are certain situations. Suppose there's a college professor who's about the same age as a student. Even there, you have to be careful, though. You have to wait. Like, if someone has some kind of overpowering position, it's that other thing. Wait it out. Like, we're also in a hurry to whether it's have sex or connect, or you got to wait these things out. It's worth it. Take it from me. You know, I got knocked up, you know, real quick after dating a dude. And like, I don't regret it. I have my son. Yeah. The situation worked out okay. But like, it's taken a bunch of situations for me to go, stop, Kate, jumping in before you really feel out the water.
Yeah.
And we all have to learn that with every situation. Like the woman who fucking pulled the gun for whatever reason. I mean, that's a whole shady thing. So
yeah.
I need more info on just what exactly happened. But
they're still trying to figure out. They still haven't released her toxicology report. That's the big part.
That's so fucking sad. Like, when you really, it's just, the whole thing is just.
They say she was overworked and tired, but yeah, not even. Let's just get back, finish the whole story with that case. The reason why that case was so crazy, the original case, she was performing oral sex on this kid multiple times.
I think they had sex too.
They probably had sex also.
And they found out because the parents put spyware stuff
on the app. When they found out, they reported the teacher. She got arrested. If you do look at some of these cases about inappropriate, that's another thing too. They don't say, when they write it up, they say inappropriate student-teacher relationship. But if it's a male and female student, he raped her, hands down. She raped him also, but they don't put that in there. And they also put a very flattering picture of the lady, of the teacher, every
like
single time.
Like it's Glamour magazine.
It's always a bikini shot. It's always a, like, almost prom photo. It is disgusting. Like, there's a writer on Barstool.
They just want us to view it as, like, porn instead of an actual crime.
This actual newspaper actually put, it was a female teacher had sex with a student. Teacher bang student. They put bang.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. I'll
like
tag you
in it. Like, it's fucking X videos.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing, though. They're trying to pull at people's dicks and vaginas, honestly, instead of actually report a crime.
Yeah.
Which would be the fucking scary mugshot where you see their person's hopes and dreams falling that day. Show the real
shit.
Show
the whole thing. Show the mugshots. Show the mugshot. Stop.
Always show the mugshot.
Show the mugshot.
It'll show the real emotion behind the whole thing.
Oh, like another teacher, lady in Utah, she kind of got a lower sentence because her.
If you can make your mugshot look good, though, like some of these celebrities. That really don't give a shit. Dude, there are some celebrities that get arrested, they still look good in them.
Who was Russell Simmons' ex-wife, the Kimora Lee. Her mugshot is
gorgeous.
I need
gorgeous. To see this.
Kimora
really?
Lee, yeah. Kimora Lee looked great in her mugshot.
Like, I'm sure there are some of these.
For,
like, I bet you someone like Nicki or Cardi could somehow make a mugshot look good.
Definitely pull it off.
You know what
look
I mean?
Look at how glorious she is.
I don't even need to look at it. But yeah, guys, Google that. But... Well, before we go, I want to talk also about this other thing you posted.
Okay.
So, and the moral of the teacher thing is don't fuck anyone under 18 unless you're under 18.
Yeah.
Now, however, what if someone turns 18 and the other person's 17 or 16, they were already together. Of course, there are some grays.
There are gray areas. We get it. Stuff.
Yes.
But like this whole.
You know when it's wrong.
Yes.
You know when it's wrong. If you can't tell anyone and you're making a fucking 14-year-old keep a secret.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Hands down wrong.
If people are keeping like major secrets for the shit. Come on.
Wrong as hell.
And I'm not saying privacy is one thing, but when you're a 14-year-old and you're holding the secret of a 20-something-year-old who's married and shit, yeah. You know that shit's wrong.
Oh, you know what another thing, too?
If someone could go to jail, too, I mean, I guess, like, first of all, and the weed thing, everyone needs to calm the fuck down over weed.
I can't wait till it's legal.
I know. What are people going to do who were so nerdy about it? They're going to be like,
Oh, now it's just a cigarette now. Yep.
Like, come on, people.
And mushrooms are now legal now, too.
That's the next thing I wanted to talk about. Wait, okay. They are legal?
They're becoming legal. The FDA just moved closer to solidifying, approving.
In certain states? Or?
Certain states, mushrooms as a medicinal drug to treat depression.
Meanwhile, in the 70s, people were going to jail for weed and shrooms. How fucking...
It.
Well, at least research, it's changing, finally.
Some people want to attribute research. Some people attribute that the mindset of drugs have changed from the racial undertones of it to now actually these were factual medicinal things that we were using to treat ourselves.
Can we also say those? Don't do heroin, anyone.
Yeah.
Don't do heroin.
No, what you need,
or
no.
Meth. There's still things.
Let
you
your
don't
doctor
need to fight
give you
for.
Your painkiller.
You really need. Exactly. You really need. But like, look, I mean, I know weed's not as strong as some of these opioids,
yes.
But like, you know, and you can get legal opioids. That's the
apparently,
thing. Apparently,
like, yeah.
You know, it's a slippery slope. I'm not going to even, because some people need to be on their Klonopin, Xanax. So, and I was one of them years ago when I got divorced years ago. I ended up in the hospital for 3 days. Yeah. I was on Celexa and I was on Klonopin to sleep for a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, coming off Klonopin was easier for me than coming off Celexa.
Okay.
That the withdrawal for that was insane. Like I'd be teaching and like getting the shakes and like dizzy. It was crazy.
Wow.
But,
I don't like.
I'm not judging. When you need certain shit, you need it to survive. Yeah. But like for the most part, like I think plant medicine stuff in many ways is better than some of these things that you have to like for real withdraw off. But if you need it, I'm not anyone who needs.
If you need it, you definitely.
Celexa or any of their antidepressants. Some people legit need it. Like you, only you know your own path. If people are judging you, you can tell them to beat it.
Yes,
like, beat it.
I'm a firm believer that if you need medication that is prescribed to you, definitely take it. I broke my elbow and I had to get it replaced and they put me on generic painkillers and I was on it for about a good month strong because like they replaced like bone and stuff like that. I hated it. I hate all type of over-the-counter medications. I don't feel like I have asthma.
Makes you feel like your body's disconnected, right?
Yes.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, and like I don't like it. I try to get away from it.
What about
antibiotics? Antibiotics, I
sometimes you fucking need them.
Yeah.
If you're sick and you need, if you have an infection or something.
Something like that, I take. I take antibiotics. I don't like asthma steroids, like stuff like that.
Damn. Take probiotics, everyone. Those
probiotics,
are like the good bacteria.
I'm learning about
things
more.
That strengthen your immune and like some real deal vitamins. Like there are so many essential oils and plants out there. Herbologists are amazing.
I'm getting more into that now.
Go to like a real witch doctor who like knows like some of these like indigenous cultures. They know what's up. They know the plants
they know
out
the
there.
Plants,
that
they know
can
the
strengthen.
Purpose form and
yes.
Like, there's so many great things that you can use that are natural. I've taken mushrooms before. And I did not realize the benefits of it. You do kind of, what's the word?
You open up?
You open up emotionally.
To the universe,
like, it's more emotional, though, I'm realizing. Like, if you were stressed about something and it's like, if something has been on your mind,
it'll come right the fuck up. Because I had a bad trip, but it woke me up.
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, it was only because I was so suppressed and it showed so much to me at once. But like, I got through it, but it was a rough one.
Oh, yeah,
it was really
it can
rough.
Be pretty bad. But
use a shaman for real. Like if you're going to do it and you've never done it before and you also never been to therapy, like, when I did it and I didn't know what, like, I just was like, oh, this is going to be fun. Next thing you know, I was like convulsing. Like it was like, it was a mess.
Hard.
But I also didn't have my spiritual awakening yet. And after that, I was like, we're all connected.
Yep.
But yeah, so just do it carefully.
Be mindful of anything you do. Anything you put in your body. A lot of people
including
don't.
Teachers. Don't put teachers into
your
body,
seriously.
Students.
Oh, that's,
some of these people walking around with lives they hate, ready to throw it away.
I think
do not be part of their mess.
I think you inspired me like to finally. I think I might do a podcast about all the cases that I I've done because it gets so much deeper than what people actually know.
Well, you're talking about abuse of power, which also links to the racist stuff that's still here. It's the patriarchy. It's abuse of power, and we all need to end this together. And those people who want to stay in this other broken system, bye bye.
Yeah,
like I don't like you can go be in the forest fires path.
California's calling everybody.
You could be the ones being like, I ain't leaving. You know what I mean? All right.
This is my rock.
Bye. All right. Yeah. Cool. All lives matter and I'm staying my home. Bye.
Hey, bye. Do what you gotta do.
Baby. I'm sorry, like, because that's gonna sound really bad. Like, I want everyone to live as long as you're willing to be loving and educated. And by educated, I don't mean like even typical educated. It's like not ignorant. Like, wake the fuck up. We're all connected. We all want each other to thrive. And if you aren't about that, bye-bye.
The simplest thing that I think a lot of people have a hard time with, these a lot of All Lives Matter people have a hard time with, is just acknowledging that, yes, we're all different. We come from different backgrounds. No, we don't like all the same thing. And that's okay. Just the simple thing, as the same thing with homophobia. It is okay that not everyone likes what you like. You don't.
Yes.
You shouldn't want everybody to like what you like because we're not.
But let them live.
Clones. Yeah.
Unless you're trying to fuck a student.
Exactly.
You need some rehab somewhere. Like, I don't know what to do.
Oh, my God.
Then I offer healings. No, yes. I don't even want to take that on. I don't need to hold that. But honestly, if someone did come to me and wanted to for real heal that, of course I would. But like, that would be, because I've had some people tell me some stuff that's so dark that I'm like, oh, now I got to hold this with you.
I got to get this out.
Which is why you don't fuck kids and make them hold your shit.
Exactly.
Before, because, you know, we're going to go a little over, but I just want to bring this up, which kind of came, I didn't plan on this. But like, do you think Michael Jackson did it? Because I'm actually a fan of Michael Jackson. Like,
that's a
his
rough
music
question.
Still affects me so deeply.
That's a rough question.
I grew up on it, but I it's a hard one to answer because I personally feel like, yes, he should not have been hanging out with young kids like that, but I don't think he did it. I don't know.
I think the relationship was inappropriate.
It was an inappropriate relationship.
Hands
yes.
down inappropriate. Do I know if anything happened? I hope nothing happened.
I hope.
In my heart of hearts, I hope nothing happened. But he did put himself in a situation where...
It was stupid.
Very stupid. If he did not do it, he put himself in a very serious...
I think he felt so isolated from society that he felt kids were the only ones that could get him.
Yeah.
And I get that, but he did, like...
Even saying that, it's like, really? Dude, we have doctors. Talk to me. I'm Tito. I'm your brother.
I think he felt so turned on from people. And like, you could see, I mean, it's sad. And it kind of, his case kind of brings in a lot of the topics we're talking about, is like, he literally became whiter and whiter looking. Like, that's how much he took on of society's sickness.
Yeah.
Because he rose to fame as a kid. And then he got so much hate. Like, here's this beautiful, sensitive man who just took on so much of our hate. And started believing
Ridicule also. We made fun of his nose. He was like, all right, I'll fix that. Made fun of his skin. All right, I'll fix that. Next thing you know, he's isolated, holding the baby over a balcony. Like, what do we do to you?
It's honestly so sad. And I really don't. Who knows what happened? Because I don't want to say he didn't if he did. And there's people out there suffering from it. But I will agree his relationships were, like you said, inappropriate. But I still don't. Every case that he went to court with, they fell through, where people were going against him.
Going against
people
him.
He trusted were trying to get his money. So, like, if he didn't do it, it is really just one of the saddest cases of a talented black man.
Just
really,
lost.
Yeah, and lost. No one really being able to support him through it. And if he did do it, well, then obviously that's inexcusable, and no one, you know. But for me, man. That Michael's story is just so sad.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
because they're like, "Oh, you're rich and famous. What do you have to be sad about?" He still felt the hatred towards black people. You know.
Yeah.
So it's like he rose to fame and he had money, but he was still feeling all that hate.
He felt ashamed of Thriller because his pastor told him that it was inappropriate.
Really?
Yeah.
He actually took that on.
Yeah. Thriller, one of the greatest music videos of all time.
I'm sure Michael's pastor. Who knows how old he is? But if you're still alive. Beat it. The pun and everything.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Like, there's this whole other thing like about like the devil in general in our society. Yeah. And it's like, you're allowed to claim your quote unquote dark places, like the primal forces. Like, you're allowed to claim this. It's the part of the, it's the moon within us all.
But
like,
even that line of thinking people are scared of, and it's so.
You did a zombie video? Then you're the devil. Oh, nope. Man. He was a talented man who understood the whole fucking thing. You're allowed to like Halloween.
Of
also.
His generation directing the music video for him, and he's just expanding his horizons. Eh.
People are, but this is like the short-sighted, these are the dead bury the, well, bury the dead. If you're yep. offended by zombie movies or videos and you're talking about Illuminati and yep. the devil, though the devil, every famous person, someone goes, the devil's in them. Like, yo, when Miley Cyrus twerks, it's not because the devil's in her, it's because, I don't know.
we all got that in us. We all got a little bit of twerk in us.
As long as they're not, as long as someone's not hurting someone, or they're not racist, or they're not, yeah. they can do whatever the fuck they want to do.
But that line of thinking, people don't get that
because they're that holding their own shit in
all day, and they losing
I'm
their mind.
I'm holding it in, you hold it in,
yeah.
And if not, you're of the devil. Like, no, I'm just not suppressed.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's so many closeted gay dudes.
Also,
in the church.
Don't fuck students. Everyone,
thank you.
Attention to everyone.
That's my PSA for today. Please leave
Do
these
not.
Kids alone.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
leave them class. Alone. You know, you really think they're your soulmate? Wait till they're 18.
Yeah.
Ask them out.
Graduation.
If you really think. And you know what? If they don't want to go out with you when they're 18, then they don't want to go out with you when they're 13 or 14.
Nope.
If the only way they'll go out with you is because you have a power position, beat Ooh. It.
You inspire me. I'm going to definitely do that podcast
yes.
now.
Yes. Yes. And so where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Baker Bone, BakerBone. You could also catch my schedule on those sites. If you really enjoyed what we were talking about, my Facebook is Gordon Baker Bone. You can find me on there. I have a fan page on there too. All one word. Yeah, that's pretty much it. My website should be back up pretty soon. I'm having someone construct it.
And what is it?
It's BakerBone, BakerBone.com. So
awesome.
It's pretty
yeah.
easy.
Thanks yeah. for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Great.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. And for me, my album 1111, check it out if you haven't, my rap labia game. Unless you're one of my son's friends, do not click, please. It's uncomfortable. And you, yeah, if you're under 18, please don't click.
Yeah, please don't.
No.
Wait.
Well, whatever. That's a whole. Anyway, yeah. If you want a healing after labia game, yeah. and if you want a healing, kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. They're $100 a session. They will be going up. And yeah, I think that's all. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, you'll come on again for sure.
Hell yeah.
And follow him in on social media and everything. All right. Bye.
Bye.